Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm a little drenched. It's been wet this week. We have needed the rain, but it has come down. How has it been at your place?
Really kind of cruddy. Lots of rain, which, we need. I'm not complaining about that. But our one dog has now developed a fear of thunder. And when I talk about breaking out of the crate, he breaks out of it. So I've had to zip tie every little nook and cranny on it. And then I got him a thunder jacket, which that doesn't seem to be working. I've got spray. I've got CBD. And now his sister is developing this problem because monkey see, monkey do. And I'm like, as for weather, I absolutely don't mind all the thunder and rain that we're getting.
No, I'm actually a fan of thunder and lightning. You're saying that trees have been down in Lake County?
Yeah, I've been noticing driving down the road. I've seen a few trees here and there just completely uprooted with the roots and everything. Not thunder, lightning, or wind, but literally it seems just overly saturated.
The ground is saturated. Yeah, that's, especially for oak trees that have surface roots. These roots are not going down deep. There is not a taproot. And so, you want to make sure that you're getting your trees, especially the large ones that have been around for about 50 to 75 years. You want to make sure that you are checking your trees. Have a certified arborist. Check them out to make sure that they're not hollow inside and that they're top heavy and can come down. And especially if you're planting trees, you want to make sure that you're planting these canopy trees at least 35 to 40 feet away from your home. And that's going to be your best bet for, safety in these winds that we're, that we get and the rainfall. So when we have this kind of rainfall, very important, we do not need to have our irrigation systems on. I had someone say, are we running out of water? And it's no, we will never run out of water. Water goes up in the air, evaporates, and comes back down again. We are running out of cheap, potable water. And so we need to be more conservative. I will tell you, with the rain, if you get 1 inch of rain a week, you do not need to have an irrigation system on. And we're really blessed here in Florida that we do get this rainfall, especially during the summertime when the temperatures are warm. 1 inch of rain, no need for an irrigation system. Save your money, okay, and save our potable water. So that's the important part. I want to say hi to all the great gardeners in the Clearmont area and the Clearmont Garden Club. New president, Gwen Carter, and past Garden Club president, Arlene Rand, Tina Worrell, and so many other Clearmont Garden Club members. They came out to hear my talk on Thursday night when it was just a downpour and lots of dark skies. They still came out to see and hear my presentation, Gardening with Soul. And we had a great time, fantastic turnout. And I just loved meeting all the new people and then also seeing all the great Garden Club members. So I do appreciate that. If you are new to Florida and you don't know how to garden and would like to learn, joining a garden club is a great way to get involved, get some good information. We have a lot of garden club members that are master gardeners, but they're also living here in Florida a long time, and they know how to garden in the landscape. So if you would like to join a garden club, that's a great idea. You can go to the website, the Florida Federation of Garden Clubs, and that website is F as in Frank, or Florida, ffgc.org, ffgc.org, and that will bring up the garden clubs in your locality. And so it's a great way to do it, and I always appreciate the support from garden clubs, especially with the messaging they do. They're very environmental. They have a lot of great educational programs for their garden club members, and it's just a great opportunity to learn and learn about the habitat in Florida, gardening in Florida, and even floral design. They have a lot of great programs.
And they're like one of those groups where they don't go, Oh, you didn't know. I mean, I have been to a few different garden clubs. Okay, I'm not part of one, but I've been to a few different ones with me working with, through the community. And not one have they been sassy with me. They've all been like, oh, well, why don't you try this? Or, hey, you know, it may not be working this way, but why don't you try a little bit? It's like you, Teresa. So
yeah.
I love garden clubs. I should join one.
You should join one. And, you know, and the libraries always have great programs going on. So contact your local library.
Yes.
And see about what kind of gardening programs they are doing, especially during the summertime and fall when we get our fall garden started. So I heard from Jim Allison in Newberry this week. He is a great fan and a great gardener, one of Tom McCubbin's good friends. And he said that it rained all Wednesday night. And he just checked his rain gauge, and he received almost 2 inches, 1.9 inches of rain in one day. That's incredible. And he said it was still raining, and he thinks he's going to be right at almost 11 inches for June. And that means, again, 1 inch of water a week, no need to irrigate. He has 11 inches for June. And so he thinks he needs to get a boat now. So I love that. He's had enough tomatoes for a 5-gallon bucket of Roma tomatoes to share with another Better Lawns and Gardens listener, Bob. And so it's all good. He's a great gardener. Thank you for the update. So we will be back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're going to answer your gardening questions today, and I have a great announcement in the second hour. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. This boating season, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants to remind you to wear your life jacket. You make a difference in the life of your family. As a parent, it's your job to keep your kids safe and be there for them. You do it at home, at school, and you need to do it on the water as well. Always wear your life jacket and have your children wear theirs too. It's a basic step that saves lives. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. Visit myfwc.com for more information. That's myfwc.com.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Going boating? There are many beautiful things to see and many distractions. As captain of your boat, it is your responsibility to always be aware of your surroundings. This includes what you see and hear. Scan in all directions for boats, paddlers, swimmers, and objects you could strike. Listen for approaching boats and always err on the side of caution. As the captain, put your phone away while underway. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and U.S. Coast Guard. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, our great sponsor for our program, the quality products. So we thank them very much. We are going to be taking your gardening questions this morning. Okay, so if you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. There you go. I just went through a little lack of T brain issue there. So yeah, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680 and let me know what's going on in your garden. Tony was just wonderful this week. He pulled a little bit of weeds, a lot of weeds, and did wonderful in the garden. The garden is looking great, and it's easier to pull weeds when it rains. And I say that as the person who's not pulling the weeds, but Tony's pulling the weeds. And so, but I do appreciate it. Hey, this morning, our other sponsor, Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland, is going to have a repotting orchids class at 10 o'clock. From 10 o'clock to noon, you can bring in your orchids and they will help you repot them. So that is a wonderful opportunity for you to learn more about orchids, get some more orchids, or have them do the job for you. And so that they'll do it correctly and you'll get to learn. So Peterson's Nursery, 10 o'clock today through 12 in Lakeland. Right off of State Road 540A, and they have a beautiful nursery there. So we received about an inch of rain, inch and a half over this week, and it came down in buckets. But we also got a lot of lightning, and in fact, the lightning zapped our house yesterday morning, and we were without electricity for a while. And lightning, is it a good thing or a bad thing? Lizzie's dog is afraid of lightning. A lot of people are afraid of lightning. But have you ever wondered why our lawns and gardens look so green after a storm, a lightning storm especially? It's because of chemistry. About 79% of our atmosphere is nitrogen. And not in the form, though, that plants can absorb. So when the lightning hits and it strikes, those nitrogen clusters, those little nitrogen ions cluster together, and it creates a larger portion of nitrogen that literally fertilizes our yards. And so it can do that with a storm, with hail, or even snow. You know, we've seen that lightning can happen during a snowstorm, and those nitrogen ions cluster together, and they fertilize our yard. So it's just generally a fertilizing every week if we get a lightning storm, and, you know, we probably do. It's estimated that worldwide something like 9.4 million tons of nitrogen is converted into available form for plants and trees on the earth to absorb. And so 9.4 million tons of nitrogen, that basically is organic. So with the Four Corner area in Central Florida, you know, that area right near Disney, it's Osceola County, Lake County, Orange County, and Sumter County. And so that Four Corners area of Central Florida, just 2 miles from Disney World, is the 2022 Lightning Capital of the United States. that tells you get a lot of lightning. So there's a company called, it's called Vesala in Finland, and they use weather and environmental forecast and observation services to track weather worldwide. And they reported that the Four Corners in Florida saw 1,229 lightning strikes per square mile.
What?
In 2022. Over 1,200 lightning strikes per square mile. The highest density of lightning of any community in the country. So the state of Florida has secured the top spot in the United States for total lightning density with 285 lightning events per square mile, which is an increase of 21% from 2021. So the one or two thunderstorms that we get in your area, they're going to be really good for your landscape. You don't want to be out in it. You know that great phrase, when it roars, go indoors. But lightning is a good thing for your yard. Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
Good morning. I wanted to tell you, Father's Day Eve, we had the worst rainstorm and thunderstorm. We had torrential winds and lightning and rain. We had a fish in the yard in front of my bluebird house, and it was a large fish. My son said, this came from Mud Lake.
Yeah, probably did. Some bird's mad he dropped it.
Oh, my gosh. So now I got a pool float in my yard.
Oh, my goodness.
That's how much rain we have gotten. And we don't have a sprinkler. We don't have an irrigation system. If we need to water, we have sprinklers that we turn on.
Oh, yeah, the oscillating ones.
We haven't
ones,
turned
yeah.
on, you know, because we have had rain every day. We even had rain yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's good. I appreciate you not turning your irrigation system on.
No, there's no need to. But did you have a chance to check on my lilies?
Yes.
Why they're
yes,
you
and
did?
They are reverting back to their original original form, and so the original daylily color was orange, and they hybridized it. And they got it to be purple through hybridization. They cross-pollinated it with another daylily. And so that's why they're reverting back.
Will they ever turn blue and purple again?
They may. You know, and, you know, this happens across a lot of different species, especially dwarf species. The acalypha, mm-hmm. which is a copperleaf plant, it has a variety that's very tiny-leafed. And yesterday, in fact, I was at a client's house, and half of the tree was little small leaves, and half of the tree was regular original, variety of copper leaves. So, yeah, copper leaves, plants will revert back. And you said you had them 10 years, so that's pretty normal.
Yeah, and I'm not going to buy any more lilies. I would like to buy something else. Do you have any suggestions?
Yes, I do. Well, they're not lilies, but blackberry lilies are orange with burgundy freckles. Okay, and they are really pretty, very easy to grow. So blackberry lilies are excellent. There's other lilies that you can buy, like the Apostle's Iris. And,
okay.
You know, they're not lilies, but they have that same look. They're upright, and they have beautiful purple flowers, bluish flowers. So those would be good. And other kinds of plants, you want the color orange?
No, I'd like a different color.
Oh, okay.
What about the, I'm just looking.
You want purple. Okay, so do you want purple?
No, I want a variety of plants, of perennials.
Mm-hmm.
If you can give me, you've mentioned some perennials before, like the cosmos.
Cosmos are annuals. Crocosmias is one variety or species that I love, And they come in reds and oranges and deep colors, so they're pretty. But also porterweed is a nice native that will do well in your yard without a lot of irrigation.
There you go.
Yeah, porterweed would be great.
That's one.
Yeah, and then there's salvias, too, salvias coccinea. Those are native.
I love them.
Yes.
I absolutely love them.
And they do very well. So you've got a lot of different ideas. If you go over to Peterson's Nursery, they will have a bunch of beautiful flowers for you.
Okay. That's where I'm going to go. But you know what? It's not going to be this year. It'll be next year because I have enough to do in this yard.
You have your own honey-do list. There you go.
Oh, my God. No, it's me. He only has the one arm he can use right now. He can't use his other apparatus on his arm.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, because he's still dealing with an infection in it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah. Eileen, we'll keep him in our prayers. Thank you so much, hon. Appreciate your call.
Please.
Let us know how you're doing. Let's go to Carrie real quick in Melbourne. Good morning, Carrie. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm a long-time listener and a real long-time listener and a first-time caller.
What?
I'm a little nervous.
No, you'll be good. You'll be fine.
I'd like to ask you about, I have a Turkish fig tree that has never really grown very tall.
Mm-hmm.
It does produce fruit. I would say sometimes 3, 4, maybe 5 figs. Not very heavy producer. It seems to get this, like, rust on its leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It will shed those leaves and then produce new, healthy leaves and then fruit. Usually around September into October.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to know is, are they the type of tree, because I consider it a miracle. It sent out, the tree sent out about a foot from the base of the trunk, runners, and it's growing little fig trees alongside it. And I would say there's at least 5 of them.
Wow.
And they're probably about 6-7 inches tall already and very healthy. They're probably healthier than the mother plant.
Okay. Well,
is that a common occurrence, or is that something totally...
It happens. It happens. And so, Carrie, you're in Melbourne. How close are you to the beach?
I would say about 5 miles.
Okay. Let me do this. I'm coming up on a hard break, and if you can hang on, I will tackle this after the break. And so that will be great. Carrie, hang on. If you have a gardening question, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680. We're going to help Carrie with his brown turkey figs. And
I'm excited.
Yeah, so we're going to find out about that. And last week, my landscaper told me on Monday, he said, Teresa, you didn't tell everybody. You teased us about giving us the slow-bolting lettuce. And then he said, you never told us. So I'm going to give you that, too, today as well. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins, and we are talking to Carrie in Melbourne, and he has a brown turkey fig that's not doing so well. It's not growing really well, but it's suckering a lot. And so, Carrie, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So my thoughts are that if it's suckering, it's stressing out and it wants to expand and live. So what I'm thinking is, did you plant it or has it always been in your yard?
No, I planted it, but quite a while ago, Teresa.
Okay. And how deep is it planted? Can you see the flare at the bottom of the shrub?
No, I can't.
Okay, it may be planted too deep, and it may be struggling, okay?
Oh.
So what I would do is, one, you need to cut the suckers off, the ones that are extending out, because that's taking energy and nutrition away from the mother plant.
Oh.
Okay, now, if the suckers are far enough away and you can cut them off, you can start your own new turkey figs, okay?
That's what I wanted to add. Oh, thank you, Terry. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can start your own other turkey figs and stuff, but I want you to kind of just dig it up and just look at the root system and see if it's grown any since you planted it. And then I want you to replant it, but I want you to make sure that the ground is tamped in so that there's no air pockets, but that you can pull it away from the trunk so that you can see that flare. Okay. So sometimes when we plant shrubs and plants in Florida, we bring it right up to the level of ground at the same level.
I believe I did.
And but then with the sandy soil conditions we have, it sinks. And so then it gets to be too deep, and then it just struggles after that. So your turkey fig should get to be about 15 feet tall. Now, how often do you fertilize it?
I used the Job's plant food spikes for fruiting trees. I used three of them. I thought that was appropriate. But, you know, I've seen fig trees that are about 12 feet tall.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine who is constantly saying to me, you know better. You listen to Teresa Watkins every Saturday. You should know better than that.
Well,
I want you to know they consider me an authority because I listen to you. And I have been listening to you for so many years that I remember when Tom McCubbin retired. I thought, oh, my gosh, you're going off the air. Oh, what am I going to do?
Well, I appreciate you.
I'm a faithful listener, Teresa, and I love you and Lizzie. Every Saturday morning, I'm having a cup of decaf, and I tune in.
That's wonderful.
And I knew eventually you would solve my problem.
Well, I'm going to solve your problem some more. So what I want you to do is I want you to use some granular fertilizer, slow-release fertilizer, in either 666-888-10-10-10, but I want you to fertilize it according to the label. So whatever the label says to put down, I want you to put down at least every 3 to 4 months, okay? And
yes,
that's going to help it grow. So lift it up, kind of pull back the soil, tamp it down again so there's no air pockets, cut the suckers off, and start new plants, and then let me know how you're doing in about 6 months.
Oh, I will. Oh, thank you so much, Teresa. God bless you and Lizzie, and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Carrie. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to Eleanor in Orlando. Good morning, Eleanor.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling and listening.
Yes.
Okay, so how can I help you?
I live south of downtown Orlando in the Soto area, and my neighbor across the street and other folks on our street have crepe myrtles, and none of them seem to be blooming. Or if they are, there's very few blossoms. And some are the trees that have been cut back, or others like ours we just let grow. And we don't know what's going on with them this year.
Okay. Well, you know, we did have that drought in the springtime, and that could be affecting it a little bit. But how tall is your crepe myrtle?
How tall is the crepe myrtle? Ours. About
30 feet. Oh, 30 feet tall. Wow. Okay.
Those are some big ones.
Yeah, those are some big ones. I'm so glad you don't commit crepe murder. Thank you very much. Okay. And so do you know what color the crepe myrtle is?
It's that kind of, it's a more common purple kind of color.
Okay. So it's a Muskegee.
And one white one.
Yeah, so it's a Muskegee.
It's a purple pink kind of color.
Yeah. And so, you know, it may, you know, I'm just kind of struggling here because sometimes when they get to be trees like that, they bloom, but you don't necessarily see them. They don't do it overall. When was the last time it was fertilized, or is it close to your yard, and do you fertilize your lawn?
It gets fertilized with the lawn, and we wondered about that, if they needed some special food.
Right. Well, I don't necessarily think they need special food. I just think that when you fertilize your lawn, when you go over to that crepe myrtle, put some more down on it.
Okay.
Okay. And if you want to, you can try to put down a blooming fertilizer for next year. It may not do it this year, but next fall, or in the fall and in the springtime, if you want to fertilize it, see how that does. Now, the other thing you can do is it's 30 feet tall. If you wanted to trim it back about 3 feet from the top, if you can do that safely, then, you know, when it flushes back out again, and you can do it during the wintertime when it's completely, you know, dormant, that'll be easier to do it, and see how that helps affect it next year.
Okay.
Sometimes when trees, especially flowering trees, they have a spectacular bloom one year and they decide to take a rest the next year.
Take a break.
And so that may just be what's happening, but I would just see how it does the rest of the year. Give it some fertilizer, some blooming fertilizer, and see what happens next year.
All right. Thank you so much, Teresa.
Thank
you. Enjoy your program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for not committing crepe murder. You're a hero. Thank you so much. That's great. 1-888-455-2967. Or if you're in the garden area and you just want to text me, 23680. And so Jenny in Orlando, she sent me a great text photo of a shrub peeking through her bougainvillea. And the shrub had dark green leaves and it had little orange fruit on it and some green fruit on it, but little orange fruit on it. And she didn't know what it was and if she should remove it and if it's going to affect her bougainvillea from blooming. And so the good news is it's not going to affect your bougainvillea from blooming. The other news is you're going to need to remove it. So it's a wonderful picture, and I was able to identify it as a two-leaf nightshade in the Solanum family. And it's something that's invasive, and it's spread by birds. Okay, so it's fruit for birds, but you don't want this plant in your garden. You can remove it. It's not going to hurt your bougainvillea by removing it. And, you know, great question and great way to be really observant in your garden. We should always walk our gardens once a week to catch those invasive plants from becoming big and doing any damage. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you losing your Medicaid coverage due to the public health emergency ending? If you're in jeopardy of losing health care coverage, don't worry. You may qualify for health insurance through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace. Navigators are ready to help you find the most affordable coverage option. This help is always free and confidential. Visit us at coveringflorida.org to schedule your appointment today. Remember, that's coveringflorida.org or call 877-813-9115.
LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-914-0465. That's 800-914-0465. 800-914-0465. Sponsored by EverQuote.
2 degrees every minute. That's how fast a car heats up in the Florida sun. And cracking a window open does very little to keep the vehicle cool. A child's body temperature can rise 3 to 5 times faster than adults. Never leave a child or a pet unattended in a vehicle, even for a short period of time. If you see a child or pet locked in a car, take immediate action and call 911. Every time you leave your vehicle, check for kids and pets. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
I'm back. And look at all the fresh from Florida produce I brought home. You have heard of Fresh from Florida, right?
Fresh I have.
That's refreshing to hear.
Fresh from Florida produce is fresh as fresh can get.
And if we're going to freshen up daily meals, it's refreshing to know that locally grown Fresh from Florida produce is available year-round.
Well, that's a breath of fresh air. Got anything else?
I'm fresh out.
Look for Fresh from Florida where you shop. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. You can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680 and let me know what's going on in your garden. So Rebecca emailed last week about her lettuce bolting, and I promised to give two varieties of lettuce that are considered slow bolting. And bolting is when it goes to flower. It's so hot, it just starts to produce flowers and seeds, and it starts to taste bitter. You want to throw it away after that. It just does not taste good. And so on Monday morning, my landscape company said, Teresa, you teased about two varieties of lettuce that are slow bolting, and you never told us. And I am so sorry, Mickey. That's right. I did not. And I was running out of time, and I wanted to get everyone's questions in. So the two varieties of lettuce that you can get that are considered slow bolting is one, slow bolt lettuce. And it's spelled S-L-O-B-O-L-T, slow bolt lettuce. And you can get that from the Seed Saver Exchange. Just Google slow bolt lettuce, Seed Saver Exchange, and it'll come right up. And then there's the Butterhead Speckles lettuce, speckles, and that's S-P-E-C-K-L-E-S, from the Territorial Seed Company. And both of those are considered, they can handle a little bit warmer temperatures, and they can grow longer, and you can harvest it longer because they're slow to bolt. All right, so thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. Now, Nathan in Orlando, he emailed me, and he says, I'm needing some advice on how to get our lawn back to healthy and full. A couple of weeks ago, I sprayed a general lawn weed-killing fertilizer. And the package said that it was St. Augustine safe. And now I'm seeing a significant decline in our lawn's health. Please see the attached photos for the current state of the grass. And it did look sad. So funny enough, the patch that looks fully healthy is the patch that's over our leach field. And it's a house and it gets near constant watering. I've been running my irrigation twice a week in the morning, but just increased it to three times a week, given that the leach field grass is done so much better than everything else. And he said, I've not applied any other products to the lawn since I applied the weed and feed. Nathan, I'm so glad you emailed. And so one, I need you to stop watering three times a week. And so we're getting plenty of rain. It's going to be okay. But this is a common lawn maintenance error, and it's going to take time for your lawn to recover. Herbicides, even ones that say they are safe for products for St. Augustine, like atrazine, will burn when the temperatures are over 85 degrees. And so the label usually says, do not use this product when temperatures are over 85 degrees. So here in Florida, we use herbicides in March, April, September, October, and we do not use them in the summertime. One, because the weeds are so strong that they are going to survive the weed and feed, the herbicide, which is really crazy. But they are going to, you know, they may decline, they may look bad, they may get sick, but they're going to still recover. It's not going to prevent them or kill them. But your lawn may be so stressed out from the heat that it's not going to take the herbicide well. So one, we generally, Nathan, do not recommend weed and feed products. And I will tell you, it's because it's an oxymoron product. Now, by that I mean that you're killing something. It's an herbicide that's going to kill, and then you're putting down fertilizer to make it grow. So you don't want to do that at the same time. You want to concentrate on one or the other. So in the springtime, March, April, you can use an herbicide to kill your weeds. And basically, you may only need to spot treat. You don't have to do your whole lawn, usually, if you know, catch it in time. And then you fertilize the lawn all at the same time. All right. And you can use pre-emergence in the winter, you know, the end of January, first part of February, when you have 5 days of warm temperatures. That's a good time to put a pre-emergent down. So one, how are you going to take care of your grass? One, the rainfall that we've been getting this week is going to do a lot of good. You're going to, you know, just have to let it recover and let the rainwater, your irrigation, just dilute the herbicide. The other thing is why it looks good over your leach field is because it didn't do as much damage because that area is so wet. So it already diluted that, you know, herbicide. So one, we do not use weed and feed products during the summertime. We do have a fertilizer ban on in Orange and Seminole counties from June 1st through September 30th. Check your local county, your public utilities website to see if there is a fertilizer ban in your county, wherever you are across the state of Florida. And then, you know, just be careful. Always read the labels. And sometimes those labels are so small and they go for pages and you have to extend it out and read it. But it'll give you the advice you need. Never use an herbicide when the temperatures are over 85 degrees. So that's good. Then also, too, Rebecca just sent an email. She said, thank you so much for your help, and I love Better Lawns and Gardens. Thank you. I heard you read my email last Saturday. I was so tickled that I made my husband listen to it. Poor guy. And so I live in Citrus Springs, which is in Citrus County near Dunellen, Florida, which is close to the Rainbow River. She lives in a residential neighborhood on a golf course that is closed, so she has no homes behind her. I bet it's gorgeous. And we own a wooden lot next door to our home. I have lots of room for plants, and I have a lot of them. Well, thank you, Rebecca, for writing back and updating us and for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. That's wonderful. So Mary Jo in Laredo, and I think that's how we spell it, Laredo, L-O-R-I-D-A. And I don't know whether she misspelled Florida, but Mary Jo, she asked a question through our Facebook page, and she's Better Lawns and Gardens. And she said, our septic tank is located in our front yard within 6 feet of the front of our house. I want to landscape this area. And what plants, bushes, and trees can I use that will not be a problem with the septic tank? She says, I know any kind of tree is out of the question. So here's a list of plants that I've used in my designs. You can use drift roses, pentas, African irises, Lamondra lime tuft, ornamental grasses, liriope, blue days, apostles irises, cannas, and lantana. And what I'll do, Mary Jo, is today on our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page, on our when I promote the radio show, and I'll say, here's the list of plants that you can plant over a septic tank area. And I will post that link in our radio page. So thank you very much. That's a great question, and I appreciate it. Now, also on our Facebook page, we would love for you to go to it. And Lizzie and I, just check us off at 5 stars and give us a great review. We would love to do that. And you can sign up for getting, you know, posts and everything. That would be great. But also, too, I have posted a photograph of a seedling that really is amazing the way it's grown. But can you identify the plant? This seedling is only like 4 inches tall. And I took it out of my yard yesterday. And I thought it was just so cool looking. And see if you can recognize it. So that's on our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. And tell me what that seedling is. Now, in our second hour, we are going to have a big announcement again. It's going to be a new trip. And the clue is 50 Shades of Green. So we're going to be talking about that the next hour. We're going to be answering your gardening questions and your text messages. And if you would like to, you can go to my own website, which is SHE, which stands for Sustainable Horticultural Environments, SHE-consulting.com, SHE-consulting.com, or you can just Google me, Teresa Watkins, and she, and I come up everywhere. So
You're so popular.
Well, I'm so, I get a blame a lot, but no. So I, you can go check that out. We would love to hear from you. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680. Real quick, Howard in Jacksonville says, I have hydrangea in pots with drainage that seem to be dying and some in the ground that are not doing well either. Well, Howard, I don't know why that's happening. I want you to check to see if you're watering enough or maybe that the roots are bound up in the pots. Maybe it's getting too much water. Maybe they're in the shade and not getting enough sun. I would love to see photographs. You can send them through betterlawns.com, our website, and that would help me out more. Or just text me back and tell me where they're located and how you take care of them. And we'll see, you know, what's going on there. So we're going to be back after a word from our sponsors and the break. You can check out our webpage, betterlawns.com. We post there what to do in the month of June. Every month we post what to do in your landscape. We also have an article on what to, design articles that I write. And this month is how to have a beachside octopus garden. And then also the dirty word of the day is usually posted there. And also to our announcements. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.